Nazir Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nazir Bavli, Daf Samach Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Beis, Amud Beis, 8 lines up from the foot of the page, V'yikayf Esishtoi. V'yikayf Esishtoi, Loi Kein Amma Rav Huna, Anasi Alecha Koyfe Umashamashtu, Aniyasra Alai Harei V'yofer. The Gemara asked, one should be able to force his wife to transgress her vow. Didn't Rav Huna say that if a woman told her husband, benefit from me is forbidden to you, he forces her and she has relations with him. If she told him, benefit from you is forbidden to me, he annuls it. Shniyahi shehu hanayasai v'hanayasa. And this is the first case of Rav Huna is different because it's his benefit and her benefit. She's obligated to him, so she cannot forbid herself to him. But this doesn't apply when she forbids to herself. Le'akuf es avdoi, the Gemara asks, one should not be able to force a slave. If the Nazir forbids only to himself, it should be like a woman who forbade to herself, her husband cannot force her. Shnihi dechsev ki nezer leikava rishoi, et she'en le'i adon acher yotze'e, but she'esh le'i adon acher. The answer is, this is different, because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Vav Pasuk Zayin, because the crown of his God is on his head. We learn from there that for one who has no other master, this excludes a slave who has another master. Another pasuk includes slaves, meaning when his master does not protest, the exclusion is when his master protests. If he was strong and able to protest his master's word, one tells him, the halacha is that you have to listen to your master's words. His master forced him to drink wine, but he did not drink, and he became Tomei, does he bring korban for Tumah? The Gemara says, surely he doesn't. Is he a Nazir? Since he has to listen to his master, certainly he's not a Nazir. Oh yeah. If you are a love, if you idma, at Amma may be korban Tumah, Acha may be korban Tumah. Did you not decree about him that he becomes Tomei if his master forces him to become Tomei? Will he say that he brings a korban Tumah? Surely he doesn't, because his nazirus is batel as long as he is a slave. And here, also when he is forced to drink, his nazirus is batel, does he bring a korban Tumah? Kafar Rabbi Nitma Mo Shiyistol. If his master forced him to drink and he became Tomei, does he cancel the previous days? B'chi Nazahu? The Gemara answers, certainly he doesn't. Didn't you not decree about him that he becomes Tommy if his master forces him to become Tommy? Would he say that he cancels? Certainly he does not. And here, when he forced him to drink his nazirus bottle, does he cancel? The following case is obvious, that if he became Tommy and Ashraf was freed, he brings a korban tumah. What's the case? Is it when his master forced him, or when his master did not force him? In Tema Bishakafa, maybe Korban Tumah. If you say that it's when he forced him, does he bring a Korban Tumah even after freedom? They said to teach you that he does not cancel. Certainly he does not bring a Korban Tumah. In Tema Bishakafa Rabbi, Yishalem Kozman Shu Tachtav. If you say that it's when his master did not force him, he fulfills, he is a full Nazir the entire time he's under his master. Surely he brings Korban Tumah when he is freed. But before freedom he does not bring, because he doesn't have his own money and we don't obligate his master to bring Korban for him. I'm Rabbi Yossi B'Shkafa Rabbi, and I'm Kaimin, Shulaytay Mohil B'Yad Sadechirus, Yipakam Menu Nazirus B'Tumah, Lefem Kain Sach Meima Moina Nazirus B'Tumah. The answer is that it's when his master forced him. Don't say that since he was freed, Nazirus B'Tumah was uprooted, means his Nazirus begins only when he becomes Tahor after freedom. Everyone needs to say that he counts Nazirus B'Tumah once he is free. He is like a Tommy who accepted Nazirus. He brings Korban Tumah and then fulfills Nazirus B'Tahara. Rav Yossi Ebed Sha'amar Harini Nazir L'Kashay Tzei L'Chayrus Poifo in Nazirus. Rav Yossi says that if a slave said, I will be a Nazir when I go free, his master can force him to transgress his Nazirus. A slave, his master, can force him to transgress his Nazirus, but he cannot force him to transgress Nadoim or Shavuos. If the Nadoim or Shavuos afflict him or inhibit work, they didn't take effect at all. If they don't afflict him or inhibit work, the master has no authority to make him transgress. Rabbi Yimya by Kemi Rabbi Zira, Hafa Rabbi Benitmo, Mal Shi Elaka, Oyena Ela Halacha. Rabbi Yimya asked Rabbi Zira if his master forced him to become Tommy, and afterwards, on his own volition, he became Tommy, does he receive lashes, or perhaps it's only Halacha, as I'll explain. Alan Kaiman, what's the status of his Naziris and the master's heter to force him? And an answer to both these questions is that if his Naziris is a halacha, his tradition from Sinai, and the halacha teaches that his master can force him, and he receives lashes. And if both his Naziris and the heter to force him are midrabanan, then he is not lashed. And Rabbi Mana likin ala halacha. Rabbi Mana asked, what is one lashed for a halacha? Well, the answer is that if his Nazirus is expounded from the Torah and Halacha teaches that he can force him, then he is lashed. If both are Midrabanan, then he's not lashed. If his master forced him for one matter, one of the three Isurim of Nazir, we assume that he forces him for all of the matters and he need not observe any of them. The answer is, the man of Yossi disagree about this. The man says, if he fled, he may not drink. The Yossi says, he drinks. What's the case? If his master said, both in front of me and not in front of me, drink, even with Meir agrees, he may drink even after he fled. In Baimer, Befonai, Shase, Shalab Befonai, Altishte, Aif, Rabbi Yossi, Meide. If he said in front of me, drink, not in front of me, don't drink, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, he may drink, not after he fled. Ela, Kenan and Kaiman, Baimer, Shase, with Meir, Aimer, Befonai, Shase, Shalab Befonai, Altishte, So the case that he said, "Stam, drink." Rav Meir says, if he said, "In front of me, drink," and "Not in front of me, don't drink." If he says, as if he said, "Both in front of me and not in front of me, drink."